latest team news from clubcall.com. These are your latest Manchester United headlines, and the Red Devils ended the weekend in 7th position in the Premier League standings following Saturday's 2-1 victory over Bournemouth. United came from behind at the Vitality Stadium, with Marcus Rashford scoring the decisive goal during second half stoppage time. It is not the first time that United have come from behind to win a match over recent weeks, and defender Chris Smalling believes that shows they are rediscovering the resilience they used to have during Sir Alex Ferguson's tenure as manager. He said, "We're showing that attitude, never giving in, and you can see that coming out. As games are getting tougher and tougher, they're closer than ever, and it's often coming down to fine margins. Who can give that added burst in the last 5 minutes? We're going to win a lot of points that way." Smalling also believes it was crucial for United to win that match, as they are heading into a huge week, as they will first travel to Turin to take on Juventus in the Champions League on Wednesday, before they face the Manchester derby against City at the Etihad Stadium on Sunday. United lost 1-0 to Juventus at Old Trafford in their last Champions League match a couple of weeks ago, but the Italian giants do have a number of injury concerns heading into that match. Miralem Pjanic, Blaise Matuidi and Douglas Costa all picked up knocks during their weekend victory over Cagliari in Serie A, and they are now subsequently doubtful for Wednesday's contest. United also have injury concerns, particularly with Romelu Lukaku, who missed the victory over Bournemouth with an unspecified problem, and it remains to be seen whether he will be fit enough to return. Wednesday's match will once again see United come up against former talisman Cristiano Ronaldo, while Old Trafford favourite Paul Pogba will also be returning to his old stomping ground. That's all for now. We'll have more later.